Hi, this is Gregory Possman. I want to welcome you to the Integrating a New Spiritual Imprint. And for those of you who are attending this webinar live, if you cannot hear in your audio through your computer, Sandy has asked me to remind you to send her a chat message, and perhaps that way we can resolve that issue. Today we're going to hear from Sananda, the Ancient of Days, and the one called Vaiwamas. And I've been asked to remind you that we human beings think in linear terms, and the entities on the other side don't. So the order that I've been told this is going to happen in might change, and we'll see when all comes to pass exactly what happens. But I have been asked to remind you of that. And the last thing I want to do before we start is I want to thank you for your support and for your participating in this process. I think it's going to be a very powerful one, and I'm glad you're with us. We are the one who is called Sananda, and we greet you. We are the Oversoul for all of the incarnations, whether on the earth plane or otherwise, including the energy that is probably best known in all of our lifetimes, that of the Christ. And we ask you now to allow yourself to open to unconditional love. First, the self-love, the love that is generated within your own heart for yourself. And this would include self-approval and self-praise. In other words, allowing yourself to release all of the inadequacies that you believe you have encountered and acquired throughout all of your lifetimes. This, of course, is a huge request and not an easy one. So, again, allowing yourself to release these inadequacies will make our task much easier. We are going to ask you to breathe into the heart center, and we are going to do our work in what the man considers to be backward order, reverse, in other words. And we want you to allow your mind to be occupied so that boredom does not become part of the process. In other words, you are going to be engaged, and we want you to engage your mind. At the same time, you are going to be working on many different levels. So to engage the mind, we ask you to first call upon all of your angels, guides, teachers, and masters to join with you at this time, whomever they might be, all of those whom you call upon to seek assistance in your spiritual path. Take a moment and imagine them around your physical body, in this physical plane, dimension, and reality. And breathe their essence, their energy, into your being. Recognize their approval and their praise of you and your path forward. Allow yourself to imagine that although you judge yourself. They do not. In their benevolent nature, not only do they accept all aspects of your being, they even approve of all aspects of your being. And this puts a bit of pressure on you. For again, we are going to ask you to release all of your self-judgment and all of your self-doubt. And if you can do this, it will assist us in our task, in our work, to a great degree. We want you to think of a tree, perhaps an elk, an elm tree with an elk next to it. Again, that is a strange picture in your mind. The tree and the animal stand side by side. Shift your energy into both, the elk and the elm. Make it an oak tree if you like, a maple, whatever kind of tree you wish. And imagine now that the spirit of these beings, the animal and the tree, are beginning to combine in unity above both. So, they are coming together, and your spirit is part of that combination. And these spirits are combining in the trunk of the tree. The trunk of the tree will be compared to your feet, to your physical body. And therefore, we shall begin in the physical aspect of your being. Continue to breathe and allow your mind to be engaged. And if it begins to journey and to travel outward, that is natural and it is perfect. And if you fall asleep, that is natural and perfect as well. For the energy that flows into your being does not care whether you are conscious or unconscious. Love doesn't care whether it is ever registered or not. It is simply a gift, freely given, and completely unconscious of any effort to recognize it. And breathe. And imagine your feet are at the trunk of the tree, and your feet are flowing down with energy into the roots. And in the soil underneath your feet, the energy is one of healing, of light, the energy of Mother Earth. And you will be going back into the earth later on with the one called Vaiwamis. You will be working with the energies of varying crystals, elements, minerals. But for the time being, let us focus upon the soil your roots are connecting with. And these are the roots of other lifetimes. These are the roots of other experiences. And these roots are going to be surrounded by unconditional love, by praise, by acceptance and by understanding. In my awareness, in my consciousness, in my spiritual path forward, I recognize the importance of accepting all that has occurred in the past. All that has occurred in other existences, in other forms of awareness. No matter how dastardly the deed may appear, no matter how unpleasant or sad, malevolent, dangerous, critical, or tragic, I recognize that I did what I was called upon to do. For reasons beyond my own comprehension, and I accept who I was, 100%, completely and totally. And even more important than accepting it, like the roots of the tree absorbing the minerals so the tree may move forward, I absorb these experiences into my being. And I encourage them to become a part of my understanding. I encourage them to be a part of all that is within me. And I give myself permission to allow these experiences to flow up through my feet directly into my heart, bypassing my abdomen, my solar plexus, and my navel chakra, bypassing the root chakra and flowing directly into the heart center, where these experiences may be completely and totally forgiven, where they may be absorbed, and to some degree where they may even be understood. Allowing myself to see that having been the murderer and having been the victim, the one murdered, I am allowed to see and feel the experience of not only the perpetrator, but also the victim. And by experiencing both sides of these experiences, by being the thief and being the victim, I am allowed to absorb these energies into the oneness of my soul. I am given the opportunity to be not only the patient who is sick, but to be the physician, the healer who heals. And having experienced all sides of these events, I am allowed to look upon them with unconditional love here in my heart center. I am encouraged to forgive any and all of my shortcomings. I am encouraged to allow myself to flow into my heart, where love for my small child, my teenager, my young adult, my middle-aged being, and my senior, my wisdom keeper, may all converge together in growth and development and maturity in order to heal the physical aspects of my being. And breathe. And notice shift and change taking place in the roots of the tree as it absorbs more and more of the nutrients and the minerals in order for it to grow, in order for it to move forward, in order for it to expand and to increase its ability to accept itself. The tree does not jump out of its skin like the snake, although it does grow in rings inside. It does not dispel with its past, but rather it adds to it. And there in the center, in the core of the tree, all of the old experiences exist in its memory. But they are not rejected. They are not expelled in any way. They are absorbed. They are included. And now, you include all of your memories, short-term and long-term, and embody them in the bark of love. Just as the tree surrounds itself with a protective coating of bark, you surround yourself with a beautiful covering of unconditional love. And that coating of unconditional love embraces all of your being, all of your choices, all of your decisions, all of your experiences, all of your lessons, learned and not learned. And breathe. I absolutely give myself permission to grow and to move, to evolve in my path forward as I accept all of the aspects of all of my other experiences and lifetimes. And breathe. And these memories lead me into my emotions, into my feelings, into my heart center, where my soul flows from underneath my heart, where the light of my soul flows up from the bottom of my heart into the center and up into the top of my heart. For here I can feel the rumblings coming from my solar plexus, from the cauldron, from the abdomen. And from all directions I can feel these emotions converging in my heart center, the responsibility that sits on my shoulders, the fear that perhaps sits in my root chakra. And from both my masculine and feminine sides, their concerns, the feelings of want, the sensations of fear and terror, the feelings of bliss and joy, the sensations of desire for revenge, vengeance on those who have betrayed or wronged me, the sensations of grief and sadness from love lost, the sensations of loss from those who have passed on into the spirit world, from the human or physical side, regardless of the dimension they ever existed in. All of these feelings flow with life into my heart center, And I give myself permission to encourage them to allow me to feel and to heal. And as you move up in our example of the tree, you move up from the trunk to where the branches begin to emerge out of the tree. And these emotions begin to emerge into your heart. So unlike the branches, they are moving in the other direction. Instead of moving out, they are moving up and in, allowing you to feel them. And your mind is engaged because there are perhaps flashbacks to these experiences, flashbacks to the loss that occurred when a lover deserted or left your life, deserted you, abandoned you. When you abandoned you, when you left yourself behind, threw yourself into the river, so to speak, to drown, or, as some say, threw yourself under the bus, betrayed yourself, forgot how strong you were, and in a moment of weakness, chose a path less than your capability. And now you forgive yourself for those moments. Now you look back and you understand how powerful they have made you. What character and force and strength have flown into you as a result of these experiences. And you breathe that character and that strength into your being. And as you look forward into your life, into your experience, into this incarnation, into this earth walk, you use, facilitate, and utilize all of that strength and that energy to face the present and the future. Having forgiven yourself and accepted all of the past, you now focus upon the present and the future as you flow up through our example of the tree, the oak or the elm, as the spirit of the elk moves with you, thundering forward, so to speak, and when necessary, putting its head down, ready to encounter whatever blockage stands in the way. With great faith in its antlers and their strength, you and the elk will encounter these experiences, and you will plow through them. And you will give them the opportunity to teach you whatever you must learn as you experience the emotions they bring to you. And we encounter the words of the Masteress Kuan Yin, who reminds you, feeling the emotions shortens the duration of time it takes for you to process your lessons. Expressing those emotions, allowing them to come to the forefront and the surface, squashing the denial, diminishing it, allows you to feel the pain, the joy, the tears, the sadness, the fear, the desire for revenge, the desire for vengeance, whatever it might be. All of that comes to the surface now, in both your masculine and feminine forms, in both of those energies. And once again, the word is acceptance. I accept these emotions. I accept these feelings, regardless of which age entity may have tried to pass over them. Maybe it was my little child who did not want to fear the grief and the fear and the anticipation of experiences I knew I was going to have but did not want to have. Maybe it is the teenager who writhes in fear and anger and disgust because of their inability to manifest all that they want, feeling as though they should be an adult and they should be able to create all that they desire. But it didn't happen. It couldn't happen. It doesn't happen, and it isn't going to happen. And so there is frustration and anger and ultimately some grief. And those feelings, they are allowed to be expressed. Perhaps with a scream in the forest. Perhaps with a scream when you are alone on the beach or on top of the mountain or out in the desert. Perhaps when you are alone in your car. Perhaps as you scream into your pillow at night, preparing to sleep, feeling that you are ready to release this frustration. Perhaps it flows out into the branches of the tree, out into the smaller and smaller limbs. Great massive amounts of it flowing out through the tree's limbs, out through the bark, out through the leaves. Breathe. I encourage all of my emotions to rise to the surface, and I encourage my mind to remain void of the emotions. I encourage my mind to allow them to have expression, release, expression, and the comfort of knowing my feelings have been expressed and heard and breathe. And up into the mind I travel, first eliminating all thoughts of scarcity and lack. Allowing a new imprint to flow into my mind, an imprint of productivity. An imprint of abundance, an imprint of prosperity, an imprint of ingenuity, of the ability to create and to put together ideas and thoughts that will create different possibilities and potentials for my future. I encourage my mind to grow and to flow. I encourage new connections between various parts of my mind. I visualize and see them taking place as this imprint drops into my mind. And I allow it to be integrated. I allow it to flow into my mind structure. And breathe. Go to the paper in your mind, the list, and begin ruling a line through all of the negativity, through all of the negative thoughts and aspects. And as each one is ruled out, when you get to the right side of the image, there is unconditional love there waiting to absorb that particular thought, that negativity, that doubt, whatever it is that you wish to eliminate and exterminate from your thoughts. Imagine that taking place at this very moment. Be open. Open to all possibilities. Open to massive change. Open to a miraculous new imprint that you integrate into your being with unconditional love and acceptance. I am open to all possibilities, and because I am open to them, I create them. I am the creator. I am the center. I am the source. I generate energy. I generate possibilities. I generate probabilities in my life. And with this new imprint that I openly accept in my mind, I am given the opportunity to allow this flow to take place and to stop controlling everything around me. I replace control with acceptance and openness. And I bring to a close, as if closing a book, the limited possibilities in my life. I close that chapter. And breathe. With great mental acuity, with great mental possibility, I imagine massive amounts of electrical energy flowing through my mind, inspiring me to integrate this imprint in my being, all facets of my being. All parts of my being. As these energies flow deeply into all of the areas of my brain, I allow my mental capacities to be filled with unconditional love. I convert all thoughts of negativity to love, all aspects of fear are replaced by unconditional love. And as I flow up into the branches of the elm or the oak or the maple or whatever tree I'm imagining, I imagine these possibilities flow up into the branches and out, literally, into the universe and the cosmos, as if they were an announcement. I announce my availability to all of the beauty and the possibilities and the prosperity and the abundance and the growth and the increased love that I can generate in this my mind's eye. And I expand this energy out into my etheric lining. I expand this energy out into my auric field so that it may encounter and interact with all of the other etheric fields out there. And breathe. Breathe the imprint into your lungs. Breathe it into the trunk. Breathe it into the branches. Breathe it out into the leaves. Breathe it out into the etheric. Breathe it out into the auric field. Feel yourself merging as you flow outward. For the physical body is nothing more than the encapsulation of all of these energies. And it is time now to set them free. It is time now to allow them to flow forth. It is time now for others to experience your energy and allow the possibilities of this new imprint to flow in and out simultaneously, merging, emerging, merging, and emerging. And particles of this energy flow and float around you in a massive sphere around you, and all with whom you have been involved, all with whom you have had experience, all with whom you have engaged, all with whom you engage now, and all with whom you engage in the future, experience this massive explosion, this almost nuclear explosion of your energy, of your possibilities. Change. Change is evident throughout this sphere of massive energy. The result is a sense of peace. As the physical and the emotional and the mental and the etheric and the auric all begin to merge together into one unique energy, unconditional love flows through this massive sphere all around you. Breathe. It is extremely possible that you are feeling absolutely no pain in your physical body. It is possible that all of the pressure has relieved itself off of you. And as long as you can maintain your connection to this imprint, as long as you can allow yourself to embody it within the trunk of the tree we mention, this discomfort, this pain, should abate. It should be completely gone. And breathe. We open you now to the work of the Ancient of Days. We have prepared you for what is to come next. And remembering that there is no time and no space in our realm, allow yourself to continue to float free throughout the sphere that you have created, the energy of your being, giving yourself permission to flow into the next step of the integration of a new spiritual imprint, a new spiritual step for you to take, a new opportunity of growth that will give you, hopefully, all that you desire. It is with great gratitude and much love that we, the Oversoul of the Christ, the one called Sananda, escape out of this man and into your life, always. We are the Ancient of Days, and we greet you on this most magnificent opportunity to flow into your present and your future. And we ask you to engage with us the entry of your soul into all aspects of your being. Imagine your heartbeat like the heartbeat inside the core of the tree that seemingly has no heart but has a massive spirit. Allow the pulse of your being to become obvious to you. And breathe. I invite my soul, its memories, its magnificence, its magnanimous energy, to flow in to every cell of my skin, to flow into every piece of soft tissue in my physical body, to flow into my mind and my consciousness, and to become a part of me. I invite the all-knowing soul the God light, the goddess light of my soul. To flow through every living part, my physical, mental, emotional, auric and etheric fields, and breathe. I invite my soul into the astral plane of my being, into the out beyond. And I allow this energy to welcome the new spiritual imprint that flows into my heart center, into my mind, into the chakras above my being, into the sphere around me of energy that is me. Into the masculine and the feminine, into that which is the strong part of me and that which is the soft part of me, in both my masculine and feminine aspects. As this imprint settles over me, as it settles over the branches and the limbs and the leaves and the trunk and the root of the tree that I compare myself to, all parts of me open to energy and excitement, to my soul, to the all-knowing soul of my being. And I feel my consciousness connect to my soul. I feel them literally dock with one another, like two parts, two pieces that fit perfectly with one another. I feel my intuition within me rising up into my third eye and exploding with awareness of that which is to come, that which can be, that which will be. And I breathe into this opening, this expansion, this explosion, this awareness, as my soul permeates every part of my being with its awareness, its strength, and its knowledge. And my soul welcomes this new imprint, and merges with it. My soul gains awareness of the part it plays in this divine intervention, this divine explosion of massive energy, and I no longer question my own divinity, but rather I allow it to be shared with all parts of my being. I feel it flowing into me as I feel my soul's energy welling up inside of me from under my heart, up into my chest, up into my mind and my thoughts, and out into the universe. I invite my soul to flood me with the energy of this new spiritual imprint that opens me to potential and opens me to possibility. And I am inspired. I am initiated. I am filled with love. And as this process occurs, I allow myself to become grounded at the same time. Simultaneously, this explosion outward is accompanied by a kind of implosion inward as I ground and attune and assimilate the energies of the earth. For even if only temporarily, I have volunteered to be human. I have temporarily volunteered to walk the earth in human form, no matter what other hybrid energies are part of this experience. I accept and I open to my earth walk, my earth incarnation, my earth connection. So all of this is taking place simultaneously. I am now aware of this massive sphere of energy around me, and simultaneously I am aware of the sounds, the feelings, the energies of the earth, all the way into the core, into the molten magma in the core of the earth. My energy flows and floods into this core and merges with it, merging with its density, merging with its magnificence, merging with its power and its strength, and it too becomes a part of this imprint, this new spiritual imprint integrating into my being. I have no desire to try to explain it. I only accept it. I welcome it. I invite it into my being. Join with me now, this new energy, this new feeling, these new thoughts. Merge with me now, here, in this earth body, in this Homo sapien human body. Join with me. Ignite the spark in every cell in my being. Light me on fire, so to speak, with this energy, this imprint, this uniqueness, this newness. I accept it. I invite it. I encourage it to flow in and through me. My soul and the earth merge together, working as one. And breathe. My attitude shifts. My outlook changes. My experience of myself is renewed. And in this newness, I openly invite a spiritual imprint to shift and to change within me. I look with anticipation and optimism and positive thoughts and positive feelings to all that can possibly come into my being here and now. And as I breathe in these possibilities, I can feel my chest expanding and opening to greater and greater aspects of my soul. A kind of unity, a convergence, a merging, a oneness taking place within the sphere of all of the aspects, the particles, creating once again the morphic field of energy, which includes my physical, my spiritual, and all of the other aspects. And after a short break, where I can integrate this imprint in my consciousness, we will welcome in the energy of the one called Vaiwamas, the inner guardian of the earth, to energize the imprint with the characteristics and the energies of various earth crystals, to allow greater and greater integration to occur. We are the Ancient of Days, and so it is. It'll take 5 minutes, allow you to get some water, perhaps a bio break, use the toilet, the restroom, and do whatever you have to do to get a fresh breath of air. And in 5 minutes, we'll reconvene. Thank you.